Books on Tape presents The River of Doubt by Candace Millard, read by Paul Michael. Prologue. I don't believe he can live through the night, George Cherry wrote in his diary in the spring of 1914. A tough and highly respected naturalist who had spent 25 years exploring the Amazon, Cherry too often had watched helplessly as his companion succumbed to the lethal dangers of the jungle. Deep in the Brazilian rainforest, he recognized the approach of death when he saw it, and it now hung unmistakably over Theodore Roosevelt. Less than 18 months after Roosevelt's dramatic failed campaign for an unprecedented third term in the White House, the sweat-soaked figure before Cherry in the jungle darkness could not have been further removed from the power and privilege of his former office. Hundreds of miles from help, or even any outside awareness of his ordeal, Roosevelt hovered agonizingly on the brink of death, suffering from disease and near starvation, and shuddering uncontrollably from fever. The man who had been the youngest and most energetic president in his nation's history drifted in and out of delirium, too weak to sit up or even to lift his head. Throughout his life, Roosevelt had turned to intense physical exertion as a means of overcoming setbacks and sorrow, and he had come to the Amazon in search of that same hard absolution. Deeply frustrated by the bitterness and betrayals of the election contest, he had sought to purge his disappointment by throwing himself headlong against the cruelest trials that nature could offer him. With only a handful of men, he had set out on a self-imposed journey to explore the River of Doubt, a churning ink.